Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, be friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzy May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
Jeez, Lizzy, I thought you were supposed to engineer tonight. What happened? I was waiting. Why did you even bring...
Look,
I had to click the button because I'm sitting here looking at me. I'm not unmuted yet.
The button. Like, I did, but it, for some reason, it was still spinning. Like, it was still spinning.
Oh, did that to you, too?
Yeah, it did that to me.
Dang, yo, that's crazy, yo. So, it's not, it's definitely not just a computer. Like, it does that, wow.
And it never used to do that before. You get hit instantly. Sometimes I have to move my mouse because if I put it on the live button, it'll automatically just turn you on live. But now the thing is so sensitive, like, it just,
wow.
Like, keeps spinning.
That's annoying. I really hope they fix that. Like, I can't, like, man, that's so annoying, man. Like, every week, like, it's been happening since, like, freaking January. Like, I ain't fixed that yet. That's crazy, man.
Even when I get on to, like, this website, it is so... slow. And at first I thought it was my computer, but it's not.
Right.
Like, I can get on anything fast. It loads up. This website, it is so slow. So slow. And it never used to be like that. That's because they have so much shit.
I don't know what happened, yeah.
Because they upgraded it so much, you know, that now everything, all the other stuff is starting to lack.
I would rather them just take it back to how it was. I ain't feeling this.
I know. We probably ain't the only ones complaining, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Jeez, man. Oh, man, what a day for me. How was your day, Nizzy? How was your day?
It was busy, you know. Busy. Both duties now, you know.
I mean, was that promotion official, or it was still pending?
You know, right now they're basically saying, like, they don't want to tell me for sure until the other person. It's confusing. It's like what I'm finding out is that I'm definitely up there in the running, you know, but I don't know if they... Because they're supposed to give you 30 days. Like, it takes usually 30 days, but because, you know, my boss is leaving, they can't really, they're trying to find an answer faster, but they're still not getting anything right now because it usually takes up to 30 days to figure all this out. So they're trying to push it. They're definitely trying to push it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, I'm up there, but, you know, I guess we'll find out. If I don't get it, I'm quitting.
You're bluffing. You ain't going to quit. You bluffing. That's your pride talking.
For another job, I really will. I've been there for 5 years. I deserve to be bald. Like,
yeah,
I definitely
hope you get it. You want to tell the listeners about you? Oh, go ahead.
I have a feeling in my gut that I'll get it, though. I just feel it. I know
it. I think you deserve it. I vouch for you. I think you deserve it. Hopefully you
okay.
will. Now, you want to tell the listeners about your new boo? Your new boo thing?
Oh, I don't know. I told him I wouldn't do that on here.
Okay. Well, moving on then. In other news, Man, you know what? I really wanted to talk about Kobe scoring 60 points in his last game. I wanted to do a whole show on it when it first happened. I just got too wrapped up. I really wanted to, man. Kobe goes off, I think, what, 22 for 50, 58 shot attempts. I don't know if that's an NBA record in shot attempts. It got to be close to it if it's not. Kobe scored 60 points in his last game. What a way to go out with a bang. And he hit the game-winning shot.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was pretty dope. The your last game before your retirement, you just scored. You break an NBA record. Most points scored by a person who's playing their
well,
last
you
game.
A bang. Like, you got to go out with a bang, no doubt. You know?
That was pretty dope. Also, the Golden State Warriors broke the NBA record for most wins in a season, breaking the 95-96 Bulls record of 72-10 by going 73-9. So out of 82 games, they won 73. Out of 80, hold up, is it 80? Yeah, 82. 82 games, yeah, 82. Out of 82 games, they won 73. That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. I miss watching the playoffs with my hours.
Oh, man,
you
so. Why you got DVR? I ain't no excuse. You got DVR, man.
Thing, I don't like when it's basketball, I don't like recording anything. I'm like my brother. Like, when he, like, well, he don't mind recording shit, but he would rather watch it live. Like, he requested Sundays off just so he could watch football live.
All of us would prefer to watch it live, but watching it, DVR is better than not watching it at all. Like,
The problem is everybody talks about it. It's all on your news feed. So people have already ruined it for you before you can even get a chance to watch it.
Listen, you know how I am about people ruining stuff. You know I don't even, like, I flip out over that.
Like, I that should make me mad. People always talking about it. And then, like, I got a lot of people on my news feed that like basketball. So I hear about it all the time. So it kind of just ruins the whole, I was like, screw it. I'll try to get into the season next year and try to get back into
Damn, it. Man, that's unfortunate, man. There's still a lot of basketball left to be played, man. There's a lot of basketball left to be played. And it's crazy because, you know, I just did the math, and that's an 88% winning percentage. That's a league record. 88%, you know, you round off, you know what I mean? So 88% winning percentage. In that many games, to win 88% of your games is retarded. That's retarded.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I mean, props to Steph Curry, a.k.a. the human 2K. You know, like, he is like a walking video game. He's a human 2K. He's a freaking video game, man. Like, it's unreal. I said, man, I think Steph Curry is a cyborg, man. I think that dude was created in a laboratory, man. That dude ain't real, man. Like, have you seen Steph Curry play, Nizzy?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You haven't even seen? You call yourself a basketball fan? You haven't even seen Steph Curry play? I'm going to need you to get with the program, man. This dude is incredible, man.
I haven't, like, ever since LeBron went over and switched over, I really just lost my love for it. I'm going to get
man,
back to
you. You was a Miami Heat fan, but you don't really like LeBron as a Cavalier.
Really, and I really love Miami Heat. Like, I really like them.
I'm buying with the Heat, too. I was one of my favorite teams.
I love them. And then when he went back to Cavaliers, I was kind of messed me up because, you know, now Miami Heat sucks.
No, they made the playoffs, though.
Yeah. Just
they
like they
right,
say,
though,
it's really easy in basketball to make the playoffs. Football is not, but basketball is a lot easier to make the playoffs. And if you don't make the playoffs in basketball, then you are terrible. You are freaking terrible.
Damn, jeez. I think I need something to drink. That's crazy.
Every time we get on the show, you need a freaking drink.
I know,
drink.
Right? That's crazy, right?
Every freaking time.
I know, y'all. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So let's get into our topic. We're sitting here lollygagging.
I'm just trying to relax, you know what I mean? Because, like, I just had an interesting day, and I'm like, I'm just winding down right now. So just, you know, bed with your boy. But, yeah, let's get into the topic. Now, let them know what the topic is, maybe.
Should single mothers give their children their father's last name?
Very interesting discussion right here. I mean, you have a lot of single mothers out there. First of all, you have to define single mothers. I'm not going to lie. I thought a single parent just meant that you were single and you had a child. I didn't know that meant, like, you are literally on your own.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Co-parents and then single parents. So just because you're, like, if you're a single, when you're co-parenting, you're doing it, you're not together, but you're still both handling your business.
That's co-parenting. That's called, when you're a single
parent.
Right, mother,
if you're a single parent, that means the other person's not involved. It's just you.
Exactly. You're literally by yourself taking care of the child 24/7 with no help. But why in the hell should that child have their father's last name?
Well, it's important, for starters, right? It's important to understand the terminologies and what they mean. Because I only recently found out that a single parent meant that you're the only one. I just thought, like, hey, if you're single and you got a child, you're a single parent. Now, obviously, that's not the technical aspect. Now, considering that, should a single mother give their child their father, the father's last name? So that's basically saying that the mother is already knows, because, you know, that happens at birth, so that decision got to be made when they're born, you know, before you leave the hospital. If she's a single parent, right, she's a single mother, that basically means that she's already going into the pregnancy, or at least the latter stages of the pregnancy, already acknowledging that she's going to be raising this child alone. Like she at least has strong reason to believe that she's going to be raising this child alone, usually based off of actions and things that the father has said. Nizzy, you're a woman. How do you feel about it? Like, do you think that a single mother should, you know, if she feels as though the father is not going to be involved, do you think that she should still follow tradition and give the child the father's last name?
Hmm. Now this is like, this is kind of difficult, because if you put the father's last name on the birth certificate and then he doesn't show up, then you can always get a change too.
No. It does not work that way. Like, once the father's name is on the birth certificate and it's signed and it's turned into an official document, you can't just change it. You have to get the father's consent to change it. And if you gotta get the father's consent, you can't just change it. Yeah, you can't just change it.
That's where it's difficult, because then you just like, well, I don't, you know, you have strong feelings that he's not gonna be in the child's life, but what if you don't? And then he ends up doing it. He ends up being there. He ends up co-parenting with you. But if he hasn't been there through the whole pregnancy, hasn't asked you for a damn thing, then, you know, he's definitely not going to be there for the child. And in that case, his last name would not be on the birth certificate at all. Like, at all. Because most of the time you can really tell if the guy is actually going to be a part of the child's life. So I would say no.
Now, what if it's a situation where they are together, you know, they are vibing or whatever, but they just having, you know, their little rocky moments, you know, and she, even though they're together now, she doesn't think it's going to last. But they're together even through the childbirth. Do you think that because they are together, she should automatically give the father the last name? Or do you think that she has any reason whatsoever to think that he might, it might not work out, then she shouldn't take the risk and just give the child her last name?
As long as he's going to be a part of that child's life, then he has all right to have the child. He has all right to have the child. The father has all right to have the child's life. Well, you know what I'm saying. A child can have the father's last name. If he's going to be there, and they're all the way up to birth, then obviously, you know, he wants to be a part of the child's life. Regardless of your relationship should matter as long as he's there for the child. And of course, the child's going to have his last name, because as long as he's doing what he's supposed to be doing and he's in that child's life, then, you know, he deserves it. You know, so regardless of our relationship status, then we become co-parenting. And as long as we're co-parenting, then, you know, having the last name is fine with me, you know. But if I'm all by my damn self, hell no. That means that I got to play mother and father.
That's impossible. A mother can't be a father and a father can't be a mother.
I mean, you know, a lot of single parents, they have to try, because, I mean, what can you really do? I know that it's really impossible, but there are single mothers out here that really do try. I mean, a mother cannot fully, you know, show a boy how to turn into a man. That's something she cannot do. That's why a lot of men, they grow up really emotional, because they were raised by their mothers the whole time and didn't have that male figure in their life. So a lot of men turn really emotional. Some men, it makes them hard, and it makes them really, you know, keep everything inside because they didn't have that male role model. So they're angry all the time, and some just become really weak. And turn crazy.
I mean, you know, it's tradition, definitely American tradition, to for the child to have the father's last name. To some, it's very meaningful. To others, it doesn't mean much. I typically find it that when it doesn't mean that much to the father, he probably doesn't have plans on being there for the long haul. If he doesn't care, if he's not stressing the issue of having that child's last name after him. Sometimes, like, what if it wasn't your boyfriend? What if it was just a dude you were screwing, y'all were having fun, you got pregnant? You don't have nothing against them, but you just really don't know. That's all y'all were sex buddies. Like, you just really don't know if he's going to be in there for the long haul or not. You have no way of really dictating that. You know, it's just like the roll of the dice. Like, you know, y'all have never talked about, like, an actual relationship. Your understanding was always, like, be having fun. No obligations, no strings attached, right? And now you're pregnant by this dude. It's nothing personal against them. But would you take the chance and give that guy the last name, considering those circumstances, or is it too shaky of a situation to just give the child your last name? And let's just say he really wants the child to have his last name, but you just don't, y'all don't have like a romantic connection. It's more like just fun, you know. Like, do you take that chance and give the child his last name or no?
It's too shaky, because you just like a one night stand, and I really don't know. It's not like we had a relationship or not, and I really don't know you at all. I just know how good you was in bed. and that's about it. So that's really hard. It's hard to trust somebody for something that serious. So I probably wouldn't, because you were just a one-night stand, and I don't even know if you would even stand by the child. I know to a lot of men, it's very important for their child to have their last name. And some men that don't even end up, you know, even being in the child's life, still want their child to have their last name, even though they don't even end up being in the child's life. So, to a lot of men, it's really important. Like, they want their child to carry on to their legacy. But how?
But you know, it's crazy, though, Nizzy, because the mother is the one that carries the child for 9 months. So one would think that it would really be tradition that the mother, the child is named after the mother's last name, unless she's married to the father. You would think that, like, you know, I mean, just from the outside looking in, from a logical perspective, like, the mom is the one that carries the child for 9 months, right? So you would think that the mom would be the one that gets that honor, right? But for some reason, with a woman, that just doesn't matter. Like, the last name, like, I noticed, like, I can't think of too many women where their last name meant a lot, but I know plenty of guys where their last name meant a lot. Nizzy, how do you feel as a woman? Like, how much does your last name mean to you? Like, would it bother you to drop your last name if you got married, or would you be one of those types that had the two last names? Like, you kept your maiden last name and just, like, you know, you just added your spouse's last name. Like, how meaningful is your last name to you?
I mean, it is very meaningful, but when you get married, all that changes. You know, you want to feel honored. You want to be, you see, a lot of people, to a woman, it shows commitment when you get married and you take over your husband's last name. It means something to you. Like, now I have his last name. Now we are a team because I have your last name. So now we are a team together. I think it would feel awkward if he had his own last name and I had mine. I really wouldn't want that. Even though I will forever be, you know, I will still live on in my legacy, even if I don't have my last name. Like, I will forever be him. But I still would want my husband's last name. It just it means a lot to take over his last name. To have my children, if we're married, all have his last name.
So would you hyphenate your last name?
Hell no, that's stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that neither. I would feel kind of insulted if, like, my wife or wife-to-be were to say, okay, I'll take your hand in marriage, I'll marry you, this is what I want too, but I gotta keep my maiden name, no exceptions, I'll just hyphenate. I'm like, If you're going to hyphenate your last name, that's all right. If you're not going to go in guns blazing, we in this for the long haul. I am going to take that chance on you. I believe that you are in it to win it like I am. I'm going to embrace your last name, and I'm going to drop mine. Because, you know, you can always get your last name back if it don't work out right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you can get your last name back if you get divorced, but you're going to pay. You got to pay, but, you know.
I mean, that's nothing. Once you get divorced, you can say, I want my, you know, maiden
name. You want your maiden
name
back.
Yeah. And you got to do it as simple as that, so it doesn't last forever unless you stay married until you both pass. But in today's age, that doesn't really happen too much. But that shows how much a person loves you when you can take over your husband's last name. Like, you feel proud of marrying that man by taking over his name and starting your own legacy. Now we have his last name, we have our own family, and they're going to carry it out. It's an honor. Why wouldn't you want to take your husband's last name? Like, that's a proud moment. That's usually why people want to get married in the first place. I want to be your wife. I want to have your last name. You know, I want to build a family with you. Why not? But I can understand, like, with celebrities is a little different.
Oh, your last name is very powerful.
Exactly.
Like, your name holds weight as a celebrity.
Exactly.
Especially an actor, not really a rapper, because rappers have stage names. Like, if it's like a female rapper or a female singer, a lot of singers do go by their names, though. You know, a lot of singers go by their names. If you're a female rapper, like Nicki Minaj, we know her name is not Nicki Minaj. I don't know if her first name is really Nicki. I know her last name is definitely not Minaj. So, who cares? You know what I mean? She's got no reason to not take her husband's last name in that situation. But what about Oprah Winfrey, though? Picture Oprah Winfrey dropping her last name and becoming, like, Oprah McGrady. You know what I mean? Oprah Johnson or something, like, you know?
I don't think she would ever do that because that is her name. Like, that is what made her famous.
That's her trademark. Oprah is worth billions. Not millions, billions. That's crazy.
So, I was like Kim Kardashian, she does Kim Kardashian West. That's why she
So her name is hyphenated.
Yes.
Why she even take his last name? Like, I feel like this. If we're going to get married, I'm like this. If you're not going to take my last name solely, then just keep your last name and we just married. But that's so awkward. Husband and wife, but they don't have the same last name. You can't even tell the couple are married when you look at it on paper. Like, two different last names. I've never seen a married couple that didn't have the same last name. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I've
actually seen, like, one of my exes, when he was married, he took his wife's last name.
What?
Basically,
like, he agreed to wear the skirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's just so weird for a guy to take the, you know, it's nothing really masculine about that. That's just, like, that's crazy.
And the only reason why the woman takes the man's last name, the man is the king of the castle. He is what you see first. He holds the house together. And then the woman comes behind them. So that's why the woman takes the man's last name. You know, it is so weird for the woman to take, for the man to take the woman's, like, it's weird. Like, she must run the house then. That's what you're basically saying. She runs the house. She controls everything. You might as well have, you know, put on the wedding dress. Shit.
That's crazy, man. But you know what? I will say, I feel like, you know, because I heard people talking about this. Like, I got this idea to do this show based on them having this discussion on a radio show I was listening to, you know. And, like, you know, I was listening to some of the other people's opinion, right? And it was shocking. Like, a lot of people, mostly women, were saying they would give the child the father's last name regardless if he was in the picture or not. And I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, I don't want, like, listen, you know, we keep it real here. You know what I mean? I would not want my father's last name if he were not in the picture. I wouldn't. Would not want my father's last name. I don't want to live on that legacy and pass the name down or nothing if he ain't in the picture. And I don't mean just paying child support. I mean, like, literally in the picture, like, coming to, you know, hang out, spend quality time, that stuff. You know what I mean? Screw the child support. It's really about the hands-on stuff. And It was shocking to me. And I can't tell you, Nizzy, how many women I know, who, most women I know, the child has the father's last name. Even, and we're talking about, all right, we okay, obviously he gonna have the child will have his father's last name if he handles his business. But the absent fathers, almost every woman I know who has an absent baby daddy and probably wasn't even with him when she even went into labor. He probably didn't even come to the hospital, all of that. So she already knew she was going to be left hanging. Still gave the child the father's last name.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man.
A lot of women were calling into the show saying, like, I would still give him the last name, single parent and all. Like, that's just tradition. Like, hold up, you have a last name too. You don't want to, like, because your dad, if you represent your last name and you have an awesome dad and you're a woman, you have an awesome dad, right? Why would you want to pass on that legacy? You want to pass on the legacy of a baby father that's not even in the picture? I feel like that got to be earned. If that dude wants that child to have his last name, he should have been at every doctor's appointment with you, holding your hand through the whole process. He should have been there doing delivery, all of that. That's how you earn the stripes for the last name. I don't feel like it should just be automatically given. And you sitting at home chilling out with the fella smoking blunts while your child's mother is in labor. But you don't feel like going because you had a long day at work last night. Like, you serious? Like, and I can't tell you how many times I heard that story. You know what I mean? So, that's crazy, Nizzy. But a lot of women feel like automatically the father's last name, regardless of anything.
That's so stupid. Never. And then the father is not even in the picture. The hell?
Yeah, woman Lizzie. The women were taking pride in it, like, no, he has to have the father's last name. Now, get this. What about when the woman doesn't know who the baby father is? What if it's out of two or three guys? How do you determine whose last name? Well, do you just say, I don't know who's the father, I'm going to give him my last name? Like, what does a woman do in that situation? That's crazy.
Usually that's what they do. Usually the child will take the mother's last name if they don't even know who the father is. Usually that's what happens because they have to give the baby a full name. So usually that's what happens. I feel depressed, ashamed of myself to not even know who the father is. Like, you just deliver this baby and you don't even know who your baby daddy is. At least women, at least know who your baby daddy is. At least that much. Like, if you can't remember who you slept with, then you got serious issues.
There's a lot of women out there that don't know who their baby's father is, right? But because it's pretty embarrassing and degrading to publicly acknowledge that you don't know, a lot of women will just pick who is the best candidate. You know what I mean? And I guess in most cases they would give that guy that they to whoever they wanted to be. If it's three guys, the one that she wanted to be the father, just automatically assume he's the father and give the child his last name.
And then the child grows up and realizes that I don't look like my daddy, so then they gotta go searching for who the real father is. This show that they just came out with is called The Lost Family, and it's like, you know, children that are looking for their mother, their father, or both, if they've been adopted or they just didn't know who their father was. Like, this one woman, she was, I think, 45 years old, and her mother told her stepfather was her father whole life, until one day somebody came up to her and said, you must have a lot of Italian in you. And she said, well, I don't think so. And I'm telling you, this woman, she looked straight Italian, like straight Italian. But she knew that her father, that she's always known as her father, didn't have Italian in him or her mother. So finally her mother comes out and tells her, your father really isn't who your father, who you think is your father, really isn't your father. She never told her biological father, her mother never told her biological father that she even had a baby. He never knew. And she had her stepfather's last name, so that's why she always figured, you know, that guy was her father. And she finally found out when she was 45 years old that, you know, that she had another father out there. She went looking to see her face. When she finally figured out who her father was, she looked like her father's twin. That's how much she looked like him. And he was so mad that he never got a chance to really meet her. And really, it had a lot to do with her last name, too, because her last name, you know, was the same as her stepfather, so she always thought that was her father.
Of course, you're going to think that. You got that one's last name.
Right. Now, if she would have had her father, her biological father's last name, then she could have got a hint of it. You know, but she, you know, she never knew. And her mother never told her biological father that there was even a child. Now, how could you do that to a man? Like, how could you not tell him? Who knew? He probably would have wanted to be in that child's life. I mean, he had a long, happy life. I mean, he never had any biological children except for her. He'd been married for like 50-some years and never knew about his daughter. Never. And this guy's in his 70s and finally meeting his daughter for the very first time. Some people are just ignorant. Some people are just so ignorant. How could you do that to your own child, to not tell her? Because that's a chance where that guy could have been a part of her life.
Right.
He should have known her background. So it is, I mean, in a way, it's good if a father wants to be in a child's life to have that last name. Because, I mean, they got other relatives, and you get to know about your background and where you come from. A lot of people that don't know where they come from, they have no idea. So when they have children, you know, they can tell them where they come from. This society is ridiculous now. I don't get it. People out here having babies and fathers.
Yeah, this stuff is crazy, man. I mean, mainly, especially that whole thing of not knowing, you know what I mean? Not knowing who the father is, that's just a horrible situation to be in, mainly because it's not fair to the child, you know what I mean? And like me personally, passing on my last name means everything to me, you know? And it's crazy, like, if you have all daughters, right? Like, if you have, like, four daughters, if they all get married, that means none of your kids will pass on your last name. So it's like, if you don't have a son, it's like, for men, it's crucial to have at least one son because the son carries on a name, the family last name, the family tradition, you know? And so if you have all daughters, like, for instance, President Obama, he's got daughters. Kobe Bryant got daughters. They get married. That's a wrap. Like, even if they don't get married, they probably give the child the father's last name. So, you know what I mean? So, you know what that means, Nizzy? You had three baby Nizzies. You got to keep trying till you get a baby Nick. You're going to need, you know, that, oh, you're a woman, so that don't matter. But, like, the father of your child, like if you have one baby father, hopefully you're not going to be one of those females that have multiple baby fathers. And, you know, if y'all keep having girls, you know what I mean? When they get grow up and get married, their names changed. Like, you know, they're going to have their own names, you know. So it's pretty crucial, you know, like having a boy and the last name, you know. But I really do notice, like I was saying, like that the women, it just, I guess it doesn't, they typically don't, last names don't mean that much to a woman because they grow up being programmed to understand that they take a man's last name if they plan on getting married anyway. So it's only temporary because most women I know is planning on getting married at some point in their life. But what happens when lesbians get married? Like, who takes, I guess, the dom, the femme takes the dom's last name? Is that how it works?
I don't know. I have no idea. I would just assume that the I mean, I would guess it would be that way. Who's the more dominant?
One would only assume, right? Like,
I'm
thinking,
see,
right?
I never thought about it like that.
What was you saying, Izzy?
I said, that's interesting. I never thought about, you know, if you was a lesbian and you got married.
Yeah, what's even more confusing than that, if it's two guys, two homosexuals, like, who takes who last name? I guess the dominant one, the same thing, the dominant one gives the last name. I don't know. But what happens in this situation, right? Check this out. The mother and the father had the child, right? And then just a heated debate on who's going to get the last name. Like, the father's like, I want the child to have my last name. Why can't he? Like, literally at the hospital, having a, you know, the doctors come in and they say, okay, y'all ready to sign this paperwork for the child's name. And when it comes to the last name, they're going back and forth. She's like, I want him to have my last name because, you know, I don't want to take the chance that, like, what if we're not married? What if you, like, leave or something and decide to be a deadbeat? And he's got your last name. He's like, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, well, I don't know that because we're not even together. We just had a baby. We're not in a real relationship, so I don't know if you're going to leave or not. I'm not trying to be like the other woman in my family, but all my children got different last names. Like, I'm giving my children my last name if I'm not married and really, you know, really, we both really fully invested in each other. He's like, it's not fair. Like, I'm a good guy. The child should have my last name. I never did anything wrong to you. And they're going back and forth. Like, how does that one play out? If they can't agree, what would the hospital do? Would the hospital say, well, because the mom carried the child for 9 months, if the mother says she don't want you, the child to have your last name, there's nothing you can do? Or does it have to go to court? Like, what happens in that situation? You know, I really wonder.
I think ultimately it's the mother's choice.
I kind of think so, too. I think that's what it would come down to.
Because when I watched Teen Mom, it was up to the mother. It wasn't up to the father, and the father was actually there. And it was up to the mother to give the child's last name, and she didn't give him the last name, and he was pissed about it because he wanted the child to have the last name.
I'm rolling out.
And
if you have a child together, and you give that child your last name, I'm out.
And he did.
I'm out.
He was so
I'm not even going to sign a birth certificate. Like, if you're going to say this child is having my last name, I'm going to say, well, have fun. You know what I mean? That's how serious it is to me. Like, you know, like, you're basically, like, depriving me of almost nearly everything. Like, that's so meaningful as a guy. This is American tradition. It is what it is. Like, fathers, unless there's a reason to believe that I'm going to be a deadbeat, you know, it only makes sense, as American tradition goes, that you allow the child to have my last name. If you're going to take that away from me, I feel like you're saying, that's almost like saying, I don't even know if this should maybe or not. Like, I feel like I take that highly offensive.
That whole scenario that you were talking about, they had the same issue, like, during the whole time she was pregnant. They were trying to sit there and decide whether he was going to take the last name or not. She really was iffy about it. But I think that she was really more iffy about him because they were in a rocky relationship and she really didn't know if he was going to stick around for the baby. But he did show up when the baby was born. I mean, she had to call him. but he did show
up.
Oh,
that's ridiculous. She had to call him. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she had to call him, and I think that she was mad because she had to call him, and he was late, and he was late coming in there. And so I guess she was just like, no, nah, I'm not going to give him the last name because he was late for the delivery, and I had to call him, and he ended up showing late. So now I'm not going to give it to him. It was up to her. So I'm thinking that it would be up to the mother because she's the one that carries the baby. Just like anything else, like when it's for adoption, all they need is the mother's consent. They don't worry about the father. All they need is the mother's consent. So really,
as far as what? What you talking about? I think you might got the game twisted. What you talking about? They don't need the father's consent for what?
For adoption.
That's not what? Oh, wait. Are you saying that when it comes to, like, giving up your child for adoption, that a mother can do that without the father's consent?
Well, how do you think a lot of mothers, if they've been raped or anything else, they don't need the father's consent to give the child up? I watched the show. Like, the show is all about adoption, kids that have been adopted. And a lot of times the father don't even know about it, or the father does know about it.
If they do it underhanded, then it's no, the father ain't know, so then you got to go through the legal change. They fix that. But if the father is already active and knows of his child's whereabouts and all that, trust me, Nitty, like, there's no way, like, that a mother can give the child up for adoption, and the father's just stuck. He can't do nothing. Like, that's not the case. Like, if the father, like, he's acknowledged as the father, he's on the birth certificate, he has proof that he's the father, you know, he can intervene. And he can actually, the mother probably could get in trouble, like, legal trouble for, like, trying to do that, like, without the father's consent. She probably could sue. That's probably a lawsuit. Like, you can't do that. Like, fathers have just as much right to the child as the mother does. There's no advantage for being the mother as opposed to a father.
But then what I'm thinking about is abortion. That's what I'm thinking about. Abortion. Right.
Yeah, no, father don't have no say-so in abortion. Nope.
They don't have no say-so.
That's true.
And now abortion.
And that's so touchy, right? That's so, like, kind of, because in one sense, you almost understand, like, well, she is the one that got carried the baby. He doesn't. But in another sense, it's like, well, unless she was raped, she willingly laid there and had, you know, unprotected sex with him and got pregnant, you know? And I don't know. Maybe it should be like, all right, you got 30 days to abort. And after 30 days, if you don't want to abort, you stuck. Like, that whole 4 months, 5 months, you know, we talked about this on the show before. We probably need to do a part two when we talked about abortions.
Oh,
4 to 5 months, Nizzy, that child has, like, a head, fingers, and all that stuff. The child looks like a human baby and everything. So to abort that far, for that to be legal is ridiculous. It's inhumane. It's inhumane.
Do it as early as possible. That's why they say to do it as early as possible, because if you wait too long, that child is already developed. You know, you're basically killing a human life. But I do understand it where it comes with the father and everything, because, you know, that mother, the mother doesn't want the child, but yet, especially if she's raped, and she does not want any remembrance of it. Now, I've seen one woman on that show where she did carry the child. She was kidnapped at 17 years old. The guy repeatedly raped her. And she carried the child, but she gave it up for adoption because she knew she couldn't face the child. Like, he was a serial killer and a rapist. Like, and the child was like, she was actually really grateful because instead of her, you know, aborting her and getting rid of her, she at least carried her. And then, you know, you don't have to see the child after the child is born. You can just let them take the child away and give them to an adopted parent. So, she was really grateful. She was really grateful for it. Because at least she got to live.
Yeah, I mean, everybody deserves a. I feel like everybody pretty much deserves a shot at life. You know, that whole abortion thing is always a touchy.
It
a
really
touchy
is.
One.
I hear females talking about, oh yeah, I had like 6 abortions, but I couldn't believe it. Like it was nothing to them. Like they feel no pain. Like it's a cool thing to do now.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Well, still is a part of life.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, man. You know, but it's for me, man. The last name, my legacy, my family legacy, all that stuff means a lot. You know, like I need that, so that's a no brainer for me. Like you got to give me that last name. If you don't give me that, it ain't much to talk about. You know what I mean? It ain't much to talk about. Like if you deprive me of that. That's just not much to talk about at that point. Like, you know, I don't even know how the relationship is going to go from that point. It might spiral out of control. It might be like, well, I feel like you basically telling me I'm not the father. Like, you know what I mean? So that's how serious it is to me. It is different for different people. Some people, it's just not that big a deal. For me, it is. But I'm going to handle my business, though. Like, I go all out for mine, so I know I'm deserving. You know, it is just sad to see how many, like, men are, like, not handling their business, you know what I mean? But also, the men that are handling their business aren't getting recognized enough, too. And that's mainly the brothers that we're talking about. Like, you know, the black man has the worst reputation of all, like, cultures. Like, the black man has the worst reputation. There's, like, a lot of good guys out there that handle their business, a lot of brothers. And we all just get thrown in a box of, like, all right, this is how black men are. They don't take care of their kids. And, you know, all they care about is a woman with a big butt. And they're not as family-oriented as other races, you know. Like, it's just crazy, man, you know. So I feel like our sisters, our African queens, y'all nitty, I feel like you guys, you ladies need to step up a little more and help defend us and represent for us. You know what I mean? I do definitely feel like that. Because, you know, not all of us are deadbeats. You know what I mean? Not all of us just leave the mother with the child and just keep pumping. You know what I mean? Not all of us don't interact with the child, don't come to the sporting events and stuff. I think that's so sad when the mother's at the child's football game and the father's either chasing some chick or home, drinking, smoking a blunt, playing Xbox, living his life, doing what he's doing. If he's not at work, it ain't no excuse. Like, child comes first. It's amazing to me how many people put themselves before their child. Like, your child should always come first. I mean, your child comes first to the point that even if you can't stand the other parent of your child, if that child wishes to have a relationship with them and they're not an unfit parent, then you suck it up. As long as it's like your child isn't, child's health and safety isn't in jeopardy if by being around that person, I feel like, man, you gotta suck it up. You're gonna have to be around this person. You know, you're gonna have to interact with this person you don't like. Just gotta do what you gotta do. The child comes first. The child needs both parents. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother discussion right there, man. You know, but,
Because, you know, all I see, like, nowadays, especially on my Facebook, is men not being able to see their kids. That's all I see. And it really opened up my eyes because for the longest time, like you said, women have been just dogging men, talking about they deadbeats and, well, not necessarily. Not all of them are deadbeats. A lot of men, like I talked to one guy, and he said, you know, all he wants to do is be in his son's life. That's it. He wants to raise his child. But the mother is so hateful towards him that sometimes she'll let him see him, and sometimes she don't. If she's in a bad mood, she won't let him see him. You know, and it costs money. It costs a lot of money to go through court and to fight for your child. I know your child is definitely worth it, but a woman should never put a man through that much, you know, time and money and all that. Why would you want to do that and put the stress on the man and yourself just so he could see his child? Like, that's so stupid. If he's doing if he is actually actively wanting to be in the child's life and not just wanting to pay child support, then why won't you let him do it? You know, who cares? Who cares if y'all are not in a relationship or not? Who cares? He actually people don't understand the importance of a father being in a child's life, especially a boy. That is so important for a father to be in a little boy's life. It's very important. There are There's too many young men out here that are drug dealers and everything else, and I promise you, a lot of the men, they did not have fathers in their life. Did not. They didn't have that male role model to look after to help them understand how to be a true, hardworking man. They didn't have that. All they seen was, you know, a single mother trying to make, you know, trying to put food on the table and everything else, so they're going to go out in the street and make extra money so they can have everything they want, because they never had a father to help their mother out. They never had that, so they don't know. You can't really blame any of them because they don't know any better. They never had that. They never had that no finger in their life. So especially for the you know, the boys out there, little children, little boys, they need a father. I'm telling you right now that there are some good men out there. There are some good men. That's all they want. So why not just give it to them? You know, keep all that extra stuff away. You know, that doesn't even matter anymore. The child matters. People forget what truly matters is the child. That is all that matters. That child is happy. Y'all may not get along, y'all may not even speak, but that child has food, shelter, and two parents that, you know, at least can work together to make sure that child, you know, becomes a successful, you know, hardworking female or man, then that's all that matters. It really messes with a child's head when they don't have two parents in their life, regardless if they're, you know, not together or not. It messes with them emotionally, physically, even in relationships. So, women, y'all need to get yourself together, because y'all only make things work.
Right, exactly, man. And, you know, there's this little story I was just, like, looking at. I think I'm going to share briefly, you know, in regards to the whole thing about, you know, the last name, the child having a father's last name. So Brianna Tisha Marshall lives with her mother, but she carries her father's last name. Her mother, who was never married to her father, petitioned a New York court for permission to change her daughter's surname to her own, which is Genty. The court noted, I need something to drink. The court noted that under New York law, neither parent has the superior right to determine the surname of a child, but it still denied Brianna's mother's request on the ground that Brianna's father had done nothing sufficiently wrong to forfeit his right to pass on his surname, you know. And, you know, that's like that's what I was saying. Like, you know, like once you allow that child to have that father's last name and it's signed and it becomes an official document and it goes to vital records and it's stamped and it's sealed, you can't just go back and change it. Now, if both parents consent, for the first year, you can change the child's first name free of charge. You can't change the child's last name without the other parent's consent.
Oh, okay. So
you can't, even if you're the mother, you can't do it. Like, it's against the law. Like, you can't do it.
So you can do it, but it has to be between both parents having...
It has to be
the,
consented for you to do it. Even the first name, it got to be consented. But, you know, they won't charge you if it's the first year that the child... At least I'm in Maryland, that's how it is. Last time I checked, like, you know, you can do it. You can, you know, the first year they won't charge you. After day one, you got to pay. And it's just like a lot of hassle. Like, you know.
That's too hassle.
Like, they put you through hassle in this. Like, even as a grown woman, like, you know, it's like not easy to just go get your last name changed. Like, I was like, huh? When I was, like, seeing the process, I'm like, are you serious? Like, they were saying something like, you got to, like, well, all right, so, well, here's one thing, all right, so, like, all right, boom, so you have a person's, this guy on your birth certificate, right? All right, I'm going to give you an example. If you have a guy's name on your birth certificate as your father, and let's just say you find out that's not your actual father, you can't just go and get that person's name taken off your birth certificate. You got to, like, file some type of petition or something. Like, you got to, like, the court has to try to contact that person and let them know that you're disputing it. Y'all got to, like, actually have a court trial. Ain't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, as an adult, we're not talking about a child. We're talking about an adult. You know
what
I mean?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, and you're sitting there like, listen, I don't even know this person. I don't have no means of contact with this person. This person does not exist in my life. I can prove to you that this person doesn't exist. I guess you can't really prove, because how can you prove somebody is just you saying your word, you know? But it's just crazy, you know what I mean? Like, as an adult, you know, I feel like once that child is no longer a minor, if you're like, I don't like my mother. My mother, you know, was the neighborhood slut. I don't want her name on my, you know, I don't like her. I don't like my dad for whatever reason. Like, if you want to, you know, you want to change it as an adult, you should have that right. Like, all right, that person grown now. They don't want you on there. It sucks for you, buddy, but they grown. That's a decision they made for themselves. Just like, I mean, like, all right, so when you get older, you don't really, there's no, you don't have to listen to what your parents say. You're old enough to make your own decisions. A parent can't say that step, my 21-year-old has a curfew. Officer, make my child come in the house, like, you know, or get my child from me, like, you know, like, it's a wrap. Like, you know, when you're older, when you're an adult, you're an adult. You make your own decisions, point blank. So, I mean, I don't know. In one aspect, it's slightly understandable. You know, the parent should have some type of protection, but I don't know, man. You grown, man. You should just be able to make your own decisions, man. Like, if I want to change my last name and I'm a grown man, let me do that, or my first name, whatever. Like, I got to get in touch with the parent who's, what if they just want to be a, and just not consent just because, even though they never did crap for you. That's how I feel, so I don't know. That's crazy, man.
I mean, it makes me think, like, I see that transgenders, they change their name, too. Usually they change their first and their last name. So I wonder how hard
it is. It's a difference. Like, you know, a lot of times they be having, like, fake IDs and all this stuff. It would be different in different states. I know from my research on it, it's not so easy to just up and change your last name, up and change your name, especially your last name. It's a lot easier to do the first and the last name from my research. Now, you need documentation and consent from parents and all that crap. Like, crazy. You know, but maybe it's different in different states. I don't know, man.
possible. It's different in different states.
So if the parent, right, the father was in the picture at first for like the first year or two, and then year three he disappears, do you personally feel that morally a child and legally mother should be able to go to the court, let them know, and like be able to have the last name changed if the father, his name is on the birth certificate and everything, and he was there but then he disappeared and he started a new family and he just doesn't have anything to do with the family anymore? Do you think that the child, the father, the mother should be able to have the child, the father's name removed from, like change his last name, change the child's last name to her last name in that situation?
Well, yeah, and literally you can actually prove it, especially if he's not been paying child support or nothing like that. They should automatically be able to drop his last name off the child, because that ain't right, especially if he hasn't been there. Because, you know, if he hasn't been there physically, he definitely hasn't been there financially.
Yeah, you know, more than likely that would definitely be the case. And I looked that up too, Nizzy, and, you know, you can't do it. Like, there's no, from my understanding, because, it's the law is, like, very complex and loopholes and stuff you don't understand and all that. But from my understanding, the father being absent that's not a good enough reason to take away the child's, to change the child's last name. Like, that can't be your reason. Like, that's not a winnable argument in court. Like, he hasn't been providing, well, he hasn't been there, so I want the child to have my last name. Morally, it makes sense, but court-wise, nah, not enough. I literally spoke to, like, court clerks, Nitty. Like, I literally had this conversation with court clerks and everything. Like, nah, you can't just do it. You can't just, especially if the father's on child support, then you really can't do it. They're going to say, well, he is doing his part. He's paying that child support. So that's personal between y'all about the time, the quality time. And they also said that people can change. And later on, they might want to be in the picture. Like, you can't. So the court does not allow for a parent to just up and just change the game and say, all right, well, I feel like this person should no longer have this privilege or something like that. The court does not allow it. It's like, it's very difficult, you know what I mean? And that's the reason why, like, child custody cases be, like, really, they be difficult, you know? Like, the court really does not like to impose its will when it comes to, like, you know, the children.
Well, of course.
So, however it is, if that's the last thing they got, oh, well. Like, it got to be an extreme case. Like, all right, if the father was, like, molesting a child or something, I'm pretty sure the judge would grant that. You know what I mean? You probably could get the last name changed if it's proven that it's, like, some type of abuse. And if it's not abuse, if it's not a form of abuse or some degrading mistreatment, I just don't see it happening, to be honest. Like, even being absent is, like, not enough. You know, as much as you might agree or disagree, it's not enough. So, I mean, I guess, ladies, you got to think about before you give this person, the child, this guy's last name, and you don't know if he's going to be in a picture or not. You might want to think twice about it. You know, because I think it's so crazy to have, like, 5 kids with 4 different last names.
It is.
Like, almost every one of your kids got, you know, I've seen more extreme cases, Nizzy. 8 kids, 6 different last names.
Jeez.
That's crazy. So you got 6 different baby fathers. 6. All these different kids would have, means they have siblings. They have brothers and half sisters. And we know these things happen. It's a part of life, but wow, like that many, you know what I mean? Like that, it just don't look good. At least if the ladies, if you know that you're a baby making machine, I've had conversations with women that say, I just want a bunch of kids. I don't need the father involved. I don't care. If that's your approach, you might just want to just get a guy to knock you up, no strings attached, you know, and just go ahead and keep the baby yourself and get full custody and give him your last name. Because all this thing with, you know, all these different kids with all these different last names, to me, it's just like, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. It make you look like a smut. It's not a good look. You know what I mean? And it's not fair to the children that, you know, like, the children should have that luxury. Like, you just feel a stronger connection, like, when you know you and your sibling are, have the same last names, y'all got the same mother and father. I feel like whole siblings tend to have a closer bond, more similar family traits and stuff, and more of an understanding, and they're usually closer. You notice that? Like, siblings who share the same parents, like full siblings, tend to have closer bonds than half siblings, especially if they got different mothers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they got different mothers, they probably grew up in different households, you know. But sometimes, even they got different fathers, you know what I mean? Sometimes even they got different fathers, but the same mother, they still grew up in different households.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know, depending, you know, but yeah, man, like, you know, you and your siblings, y'all all got the same mother and father, right? All of your siblings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and you know, except for one, you do have a sibling that has a different. Different mom. You do have a half. You got, what is it, a half brother or a half sister? Half sister, right?
Half brother. But he has He has our last name, though.
What? Are you serious? For real?
No, he has our last name.
Oh, I just knew. That situation you were explaining, I just knew that child had that mother's last name.
Nope, he has our last name.
Right, but y'all don't have that same family bond and camaraderie, right? Because, I mean, obviously the child's a lot younger, but also, even if the child was older, y'all didn't, like, really grow up. Like, even if the child was, like, your age, the child probably would have grown up with the mother regardless, and you probably wouldn't have that same bond that you have with your whole siblings, right?
Oh, that whole scenario there, well, we don't even get to see him because of the mother. She, I don't know, but she doesn't, I haven't seen him, I think he's...
So sad.
That is very sad, because he's gonna grow up and not even know us. You know, he's gonna grow up and not even know, and he has our last name. But he's gonna grow up and not even know who we are. I mean, he could have, like, you know, nieces and nephews and not even know because of his mother. You know what I'm talking about, ladies? This is what women do.
Maybe he'll Facebook y'all or something when he get old enough, you know.
Probably. But that could be when I could be like 60 or 70 years old. You know,
I ain't nobody going to wait that long, because you're going to be, I mean, no offense, but when you're little brother is that old, you're probably going to be out of here. You're probably going to be at them pearly gates by then. So, I mean, you got to think about you, like, that much older than them. You know, so.
That much older, yeah.
Usually, by the time a child is, like, 10, somewhere between the ages of 10 and 15, they're very curious and interested about, you know, their family legacy, who their father is, if there's not an active father figure in the life. And even if there's, like, let's say, a stepdad in the picture, if the child understands, like, the child doesn't call that the stepdad dad, he calls him by his name or Mr. Whatever, then he understands when he gets old enough, definitely by the time he's, like, 13, like, 14, like, high school years,
well,
he understands, like, this person is not my actual father. Who is my father? That's when the questions start coming. That's when you guys start explaining yourself, you know.
And even, like, with my little brother, he is mixed because his mother is, like, white. So he looks mixed. So what if she, you know, ends up marrying somebody white? He's already going to know he's different. He's already going to know that that's not his father. And he's going to, as he grows up, he's going to ask questions. Like, why do I look different than my father? You know? And then, you know, she's got to explain that to him. So that's what happens. And especially if he's got our last name and he's not going to have the guy that he grew up with last name. That's going to be really awkward. Now people see why last names are very important. Very, very important.
Yeah.
Thank you for it. Not to get off, you know, topic, but I'm wondering why every time when I try to get into this chat room, it never loads up anymore. Like, it does not
load
up.
Oh, wow. You're talking about the site?
Yeah. It's been sending
this
me time to
all
load
up. Jacked
up,
man. I don't know what the heck they did to it, man. It's all jacked up.
I can never get into my chat room whatsoever. This is crazy.
Wow, I'm reading some interesting stuff, man, about this. I think I might gotta read this article I'm reading right now. It's pretty interesting. It ties into what we're talking about.
Well, are you gonna
read
this
little article real quick before we go? How birth certificate naming disputes are resolved. So check this out, y'all. Disputes about naming typically arise at one of two stages, choosing the child's name that will appear on the birth certificate and attempting to change that name later. When the child is born, the parents may disagree about what surname should appear on the birth certificate. Many states have statutes with explicit instructions for resolving such disagreements. In Florida, for example, a child whose mother and father both have custody but cannot agree on a surname will be given both hyphenated with the last names appearing in alphabetical order. Other states provide that a court must decide based on the best interest of the child what surname should be entered on the birth certificate in the case of parental disagreement. By virtue of regulations adopted in 2000, the District of Columbia require all marital children to bear the surnames of their fathers. Even if both parents wanted the child to bear the mother's surname, they could not enter that name on the birth certificate. I did not know that. They instead were forced to institute a formal name change proceeding for the child subsequent to birth. These regulations have since been suspended. Oh, okay, so that's been suspended. The rules for non-marital children may be different, however, favoring or requiring that the child bear the mother's surname or at least not the father's surname. In some cases, the law prohibits an unmarried mother from giving her child the father's surname without his consent that's interesting. On adjudication of paternity. Wow, what you think about that, Nizzy?
I mean, just like we said, each state could be totally different on the last name. But it's kind of crazy how they said if you're both married, the child doesn't even have any rights to have the mother's last name.
Hold on. This is something. Let me look back. They said in Florida, a child whose mother and father both have custody but cannot agree on the surname will be given both hyphenated last names. So in Florida. You know, like, that'd be so weird, like a hyphenated last name. You would think only a married woman would have a hyphenated last name, but they said in Florida, at least it was. Like, I don't know if that's still the law. I think this article might be kind of old, but They saying like, all right, y'all can't agree, y'all disputing at the hospital. Time to sign the documents for the birth certificate and everything. Y'all can't agree. Up. Oh, well, we're going to go to, you know, it's going to get both of y'all last names. Like, oh, man, that's crazy. I would not be feeling that.
Hell
and,
no.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. In the District of Columbia, D.C., children to bear the surnames of their fathers, you know, by law, like, it was set that the children's automatically get the father's last name. Like, you couldn't, even if you wanted to give the mother the last name, like, you had to, like, do some type of court hearing. You know, then they changed it.
So, what if you didn't even know the father?
That's probably different. You can't put a father's last name if you don't know who the father is. Says they were forced to institute a formal name change proceeding for the child's subsequent to birth. Like, that's a wow. It's like, I have to go through all of that. Just wow, that's crazy. In some cases, the law prohibits an unmarried mother from giving her child the putative father's surname without his consent or adjudication of paternity. That's crazy. These laws, and like, the laws be like changing. So, like, it only depends on the state and the year. Like, you know, like every few years the law changes. Let me try to see if I can see the date of this article. Jeez, this article from 2003 is outdated. Who knows what didn't change? Wow, I can't believe I sat here and read an article from 2003. I should have looked at the date first, because, you know, we don't know if these laws have changed since then. That's freaking 13 years, you know? This still is pretty interesting, though, right? Like, to get a perspective, right?
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but, you know, I want to, like, come back to this someday. You know, I'm not fully done with this. There's still a lot more to discuss. I want to do some extensive research and come back and, like, you know, do another show on it and really, really go in based on the research. This is just, like, pretty much just freestyle, you know. But I really want to, like, do the extensive research and come back and have this discussion again. You know what I mean? And, like, really do it from a different perspective of, like, all right, recent studies and recent court, you know, officials say that in the law, say this and this is that. You know what I mean? I want to do it like that the next time. So I think we're going to come back to this sometime down the road. Oh, and this, you got to keep in mind, man, we got that 3-year anniversary show coming up soon, man. You got to keep that in mind. I got to keep in mind myself. 3 years, y'all. Next year, next month will make 3 years that we've been on air, so that's coming. So expect that 3-year anniversary show coming soon. Be on the lookout for that, man. Definitely call us for a celebration, you know. Yeah, man. But yeah, we will definitely come back to this. You know, we'll definitely get back on this topic. What'd you say, Nezzy?
I said we definitely need to, so we can get more of the facts.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go in. Like, I'm trying to do more of that, like the articles and stuff, and really, really dissecting this thing. I find it interesting and pretty intriguing because things happen. People get along one day, not getting along the next day, and people have a change of mind, change of heart. F you, I want my child to have your last name. You know what I mean? Sometimes the mother wants the new guy in town to, if she feels like the new guy in town is handling his business more than the biological father, then a lot of times she'll want the new guy in town, especially if they have plans on getting married or they're engaged or they are married, a lot of times she'll want the stepdad to take, you know, that title and even go as far as trying to arrange for it that the child has a stepfather's last name. But the way the laws work in America, like, that's not going to happen. Like, it's like the stepdad's a better dad is not going to, like, get it done in court. Like, you wasting your time even trying to, like, just go to court with that. Well, that is a defense. Like, if you ain't got no abuse type of defense, then you're not going to win. You know what I mean?
Well, I was thinking about this. It could be possibly changed if the stepfather adopts the child. I think in that.
Right, but, oh, yeah. Lizzie, you hit on a great point. But in order for the stepfather to adopt the child, the biological father has to consent to it.
Right. So that's the
right.
Only
it has to consent.
Right.
Has to
that's
consent.
The only possible way.
Right. Right. You can't just adopt the child without the both parents' consent. Right. Both parents have to sign off, and I'm pretty sure it's probably a court hearing. And you know, and this is, once again, this is why I want to do that extensive research and do the show again, because, like, you know, I'm curious about that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to actually have like a family law attorney on the show. You know what I mean? And really go in, you know, and really get down to the nitty gritty. You know, and of course that's going to lead to other related discussions too. You know what I mean? You know how it goes. Yeah, man. So, but that's it. I think it's about that time for us to get out of here. You know, all I've been thinking about is food, food and something to drink the whole time. Mm-hmm. I've been dehydrated the whole time. I ain't never go to get something to drink the whole time. So,
mm-hmm.
I think I might get a little grub or something. You know, watch a little playoffs. You know, before I crash. So, yeah, man, it's Real Talk Radio, T Real and Nizzy Nay. We out of here, man, but you can catch us next Wednesday, man. You know how we do it. It's going down every Wednesday. And as far as the time, man, it's crazy. Like right now, just know to catch us on Wednesdays. It might be 9, it might be 10. The time is flip-flopping. Like right now, we riding this 10 o'clock wave. You know what I mean? We riding this 10 o'clock wave right now. But I don't think that's permanent. Like, you know, if things change, it'll go back to 9. Because 9 is really our official time. But it's just been 10 as of lately, you know what I mean, because of things involving a personal life, you know. So I'm sure y'all understand that. But just know that to catch us on Wednesdays regardless, you know, it's going down. You know, it's the archive. You can always hit us up on iTunes. You can tune in on iTunes, you know. And check out our shows on iTunes, you know, or on BTR, blogtalkradio.com/tapereal. The information is in the outro. But, you know, I'm saying that because if you missed a show, if you missed any of our shows, you can always catch the replay, you know. You can always play it back. You can always catch the podcast later. You know, by simply just going to either iTunes or blogtalkradio.com/stayreal and listen to the show that you might have missed or any the live show you might have missed on Wednesday, you know, or any of our previous shows, you know. You never miss a second with us. That's a good thing about the way the show operates. That's why I love podcasts so much as opposed to, like, traditional radio. You know what I mean? Because you don't have to catch it live, and it's just not enough time in the day. You know, our lives go a million miles an hour. It's not enough time in the day. So the reason why we've been doing this so long is because the convenience. Like, life happens. If you're running late, if Nizzy has a hot date and she want to make the show 11 instead of 10, we can do that. If I got something I got to handle and we need to do the show tomorrow instead of today, we can do that. And I like the flexibility, you know, and I feel like this is the wave of the future. You know what I mean? And, we're going to keep rocking this thing out, man, and, you know, see in the next few years where this whole podcast, internet radio thing shoots off to, man. But with the right amount of support and, you know, unity, I think that the stars is, you know, they say the sky's the limit. I say the stars is the limit, you know. So let's keep making this thing rock out, man. You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Tay Real, Nizzy Nay. It's Real Talk Radio. Catch us next Wednesday. We out.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP. Or you can just shoot us an email.